my prayer for you. I'm praying for you. I pray that as you pray this prayer or another similar one that you write, you'll find that you experience increasing freedom from the attacks of the enemy. I pray that your heart and mind will be filled with the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not only intellectual or head knowledge, but deep experiential heart knowledge. I pray that you will be filled with the empowerment, the energizing of the Holy Spirit of Christ, to know him fully and to long for the furtherance of his kingdom in this world, and to have wisdom to know your place in accomplishing that great work. I pray that you will be set free from the entanglements and burdens of sin, that your heart will beat with a love for God and others, and that your greatest desire will be to see other souls set free as well. I pray that you will be free from the works-oriented gospel, which is not a gospel, that is preached so often in so many churches these days. I pray that you will know real Christianity, the gracious outpouring of the Spirit of God manifest to others as the indwelling Christ manifests fullness of life. I pray that you will know his indwelling as the rivers of living water springing out of you that he promised in John 7:37-39, so that other thirsty souls can drink by the power of the Spirit. I pray that in your life of love, you will long for the salvation of souls, the release of captives, the strengthening of the weak, the protection of the defenseless, the binding up of the wounded, and the healing of the brokenhearted. I pray that you will come to know in the deepest places of your heart that all of this is accomplished in Jesus Christ alone. I'm praying for you.